When you look at the economy, it's powered by small and medium-sized businesses, right? The SMBs.
Absolutely, they're the engine.
And for any large company trying to sell to them, you always hear the same thing. Trust. It's the biggest obstacle, but it's also the biggest reward. The thing is, it often feels so subjective. You know, like a vibe or a feeling. You either have it or you don't.
Right. It's hard to pin down.
But what if you could take that subjective feeling and actually turn it into a step-by-step quantifiable framework?
And that's exactly what the research we're looking at does.
That's our mission today. We are doing a deep dive into some amazing work derived from over 1,000 hours of interviews with SMB owners. The goal was to distill exactly what they look for in a durable, long-term partner.
And the central insight of all that work is that trust is really a dual mandate. You have to win on two fronts at the same time. First, you have to win what they call share of mind.
Share of mind, so the
Yes.
rational part.
Exactly. The rational confidence. Does the vendor's product work? Is it reliable? Is it efficient? Can they do the math and keep the lights on?
A functional
The
stuff.
functional stuff. But that's only half the battle. You also have to win share of hope.
And that's the emotional side.
That's the emotional commitment. It's the feeling, the confidence that your vendor is truly a partner, that they actually care about your success, not just hitting their own quarterly numbers.
Okay, so let's unpack this because everyone talks about partnership, right? But the goal here is to translate these big concepts, share of mind, share of heart, into an actual operating system.
Yeah.
What are the levers you can pull?
So that operating system is built around six core principles. The research calls them the SMB truths.
Yes, MB truths.
These are basically the non-negotiable standards that SMBs intuitively use to judge every single partner they work with. Doesn't matter if it's a bank, a software vendor, a payroll provider.
It's the same checklist.
It's the same
Yeah.
mental checklist. And the six are integrity, ease, value, innovation, security, and growth. What's so powerful about these six is that they aren't some, abstract corporate standards from a boardroom. They feel intuitive to SMB owners for a really specific reason.
Which is?
They mirror how SMBs try to run their own businesses and, critically, how they try to serve their own customers.
So the vendor is basically just mirroring the owner's best self back at them. That alignment, that's the key.
That's the key.
So the research suggests that when you align everything, your messaging, your products, your pricing, your support, with these six truths, you're not just selling a service anymore.
No, you're building loyalty.
Yeah.
You're driving that positive word of mouth.
And over time, all that goodwill, it compounds and it becomes a real observable increase in trust.
That's the mechanism. That's how you stop being interchangeable and, start becoming indispensable.
You mentioned that dual nature, the rational versus the emotional. So how do these six truths map out? I'm guessing they don't all hit the share of mind and share of heart levers equally.
Not at all.
Yeah.
There's a really clear division. If you look at the pure performance drivers, the things that guarantee functional success, a solid ROI, the main levers for share of mind are value and innovation,
The hard
the
numbers.
hard numbers, the functional and economic benchmarks.
Okay, so what about share of heart? The emotional side.
The primary driver there, the thing that cements that emotional commitment, is overwhelmingly integrity.
Integrity, that's the bedrock.
It is. And then you have this interesting middle ground, three dual-purpose levers, ease, security, and growth. They hit both.
They provide both the rational performance and the emotional reassurance.
Exactly.
Let's dive into that. I mean, 1,000 hours of interviews. There must be some amazing detail about what owners really expect for each of these. Let's start with that cornerstone, integrity. This has to be more than just don't lie, right?
Oh, it's so much deeper. Integrity is where trust shows up when things go wrong, not when they're going right. SMBs expect proactive honesty, full accountability, meticulous follow-through. There was one quote that really stuck with me. An owner said, "I don't mind paying more as long as I know they'll answer the phone when the building is on fire."
Wow.
It's about showing a genuine vested interest in their success. It's, giving a credit before the customer even complains. It's admitting a mistake and having a clear plan to fix it.
Because that's how they have to operate. They have to protect their own reputation in the community or they're out of business.
Precisely. They expect that same fierce dedication from their partners.
Okay, so if integrity is the emotional anchor, value sounds like the rational equalizer. How did owners define that? Is it just about being cheap?
Not just cheap, it's about transparent, fair, and economical pricing. But And this is the key part. It has to be backed by a clear ROI.
Right. They have to see the return.
An SMB owner is wearing all the financial hats. Mm-hmm. If they can't draw a straight line from what they pay you to how much time they save or money they make, you haven't delivered value, period.
And if someone else comes along offering the same reliability for less,
they will switch. Value is essential, but it is absolutely the most vulnerable to being commoditized.
Hold on. That sounds like a contradiction. If value is a core truth, but it's also the easiest to copy, how do you square that? How does the framework reconcile delivering value while also avoiding getting swapped out for the cheapest option?
That is the core tension. You have to meet that rational expectation of value. You can't ignore it. But you use the other levers, integrity, ease, the emotional side of growth, to build that moat, to lock in the share of heart.
So value gets you in the game.
But it won't keep you there. If you try to compete on value alone, you're just in a perpetual price war.
Got it. Okay, what about innovation? For a small business, that can't just be some fuzzy buzzword.
It has to be meaningful, practical. The innovation needs to help them compete with bigger companies, or it needs to immediately solve a core operational headache. It's not about flashy new features.
It's, does this save me time? Does this open a new market?
That's the share of mind piece. But there's a share of heart component here, too. For the more growth-oriented SMBs, seeing innovation signals that you're future-ready. It shows you're not just selling them yesterday's tech. You're thinking about their long-term trajectory.
Which signals partnership.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk security. On the surface, that sounds like pure functional table stakes.
It is. The floor for security is very, very high. You have to meet the non-negotiable compliance and risk standards. That's pure share of mind. You fail there, you're fired. Instantly.
But you said it was a dual lever.
It is, because there's a powerful share of heart piece, providing peace of mind. For an owner, who's also the IT manager and the CFO, taking away that worry, that feeling of exposure, it's a massive source of emotional relief. You're taking on a burden they dread.
I can see that. Which brings us back to those other dual-purpose levers. Let's talk ease. This has to be more than just a slick user interface.
Oh, absolutely. Ease is about removing friction and reducing the time burden. And for an SMB owner, time is their most precious resource.
They were in 10 different hats.
At least. So anything that saves them hours of labor or just frustration from some manual process is literally saving them money and mental stress. That's operational efficiency that translates directly into emotional relief.
And the last one, growth.
Growth is the ultimate dual lever. On one hand, it is purely rational. Did we help you get a measurable lift in customers or revenue?
The numbers on the spreadsheet.
Right. But it also reinforces the owner's pride, their sense of progress. It taps into their fundamental reason for being in business in the first place. When you help them win, you connect emotionally to their personal ambition.
That makes perfect sense. So we've mapped out the six truths, which makes me wonder, are all SMBs looking at these levers the same way? Or does their size or, I don't know, complexity change the calculus?
That is probably the most critical strategic takeaway from the entire research. The segmentation, the weight they give to share of mind versus share of heart varies dramatically.
Okay, how so?
Well, the research grouped them. Let's start with the smaller segments, the ones that are heart dominant.
Heart dominant.
This includes a group called Simple by Design. Think solo operators, freelance photographers, local artisans, businesses under, say, $250,000 in revenue. They spend almost no time on a formal P&L review. It's all about their craft and their reputation.
And then there's the boutiques.
Yep. A bit larger, maybe up to $2 million. But they're still run by owners who are that one-person army, the primary decision maker.
And these two groups are a huge part of the market.
Huge. Combined, we're talking an estimated 10 to 15 million SMBs in the U.S. alone. And their decisions are deeply personal and relational.
Okay, so compare that to the other end of the spectrum.
So now we have the larger, more complex firms, the mind-dominant groups. This includes delegators, which are scaling businesses from $2 to $10 million, and the mid-market, which is anyone over $10 million.
And their decisions are driven by
formal procurement, departmental KPIs, hard data.
So for a vendor trying to sell across that entire spectrum, what's the big strategic implication?
It's this. In those smaller heart-dominant segments, share of heart is the primary driver. It drives preference, retention, referral. Everything. If they don't trust you personally, they won't buy your product. I don't care how great its features are.
Okay. And for the bigger guys?
For the larger mind-dominant segments, share of mind, the hard data, the efficiency, that's what matters most just to get in the door. It's table stakes. But here's the twist. share of heart becomes the crucial differentiator.
Ah, the tiebreaker.
The ultimate tiebreaker. When all your competitors have comparable performance, the vendor who has won that emotional trust, the one with the high integrity, wins the long-term contract.
And because this is all based on data, this isn't just a feeling. The payoff is measurable. You quantify this using Net Promoter Score, right?
Yeah,
NPS.
Exactly. For anyone who needs a quick refresher, NPS is just measuring how likely someone is to, you know, recommend you versus warn people away from you.
And the quantitative payoff from actually doing this, from aligning with these truths.
It's massive. The modeling showed that disciplined execution can lead to a conservative NPS lift of around 6 points. The base scenario was a lift of 13 points.
A 13-point lift in NPS is, that's huge. That's the difference between being average and being a true leader in customer loyalty. That moves the needle financially.
Big time.
Which brings us to, I think, the ultimate question, differentiation. If everyone knows these six truths, how do you make your relationship truly irreplaceable? You have to focus on what's hardest to copy.
And this is where those emotional levers really prove their strategic value. The data is clear. The truths that are least susceptible to commoditization, the ones that create those irreplaceable bonds, are integrity and the emotional sides of ease and growth.
Why those three? I mean, competitors can copy features and they can definitely drop prices, but they can't easily copy the soft stuff.
Precisely. Integrity is the heartache because it requires authentic commitment, a vested interest in the owner's outcomes, not just their transactions. That's a cultural thing that has to come from the top down.
You can't fake it.
You can't fake it for long. And ease becomes non-duplicable when it's more than just a simple workflow. It's when you provide meaningful guidance, proactive advice, what owners in the study called hand-holding. That human touch reduces anxiety, and that's hard to code into an app.
And that emotional layer of growth, that's not just about a KPI.
No. It's when you operate as a true strategic ally, when you reinforce the owner's ambition, you celebrate their small wins like they're your own. That is a partnership mentality, and a competitor just can't walk in and replicate that overnight.
So let's contrast that with the levers that get commoditized fast. The research was pretty clear, right? Value is often just a race to the bottom on price.
If reliability is comparable, merchants will absolutely switch for lower fees. It's a constant threat.
And security.
Security is a non-negotiable assumption. It's table stakes. It's essential just to play, but it's rarely enough to win on its own.
And innovation.
Generic claims of best in class are dismissed as fluff. And competitors can copy the language and catch up on the features pretty quickly. If you only sell on your feature set, you're always chasing the next update.
So, wrapping this all up, what does this mean for you if you're out there trying to build these lasting customer relationships? It really comes down to what the research calls NPS economics.
Exactly. This isn't just about making people feel good. This is a framework for financial viability. When you execute on these truths and you raise your NPS, you increase the total customer worth.
How does that actually work in practice?
Well, you get stronger buyer economics. That means higher retention, more repeat purchases, and a much lower cost to serve that customer. Loyal customers just interested. They use your service more efficiently. They call support less.
So you spend less time and money supporting them.
Right. And just as important, you get stronger referral economics. More positive word of mouth driving new business and less negative word of mouth, which is a huge drag on your acquisition costs.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the six truths are a roadmap to durable financial health that's rooted in deep, real trust.
It ensures you're not just selling a product that can be swapped out tomorrow. You're becoming a trusted, indispensable partner who is deeply vested in that owner's personal and professional outcomes.
That's the goal.
And so here's the final provocative thought for you to mull over as we finish this deep dive. If integrity is the hardest lever to commoditize and the biggest driver of that emotional commitment, that precious share of heart, what's one specific non-stalable action a vendor could take tomorrow to demonstrate authentic, vested commitment to their smallest, most relationship-driven customers? Think beyond the feature set. Focus on that one small, meaningful gesture that moves you from being just a vendor to being a true strategic ally.